This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened. Where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Robert Scott Bell, who ordinarily is the leader of our little group of people, is not here this evening, and I'm subbing for him, Jonathan E. Mord. Robert is at the Truth About Cancer annual charity gala in Nashville, and we hope he's enjoying himself. He certainly deserves to be there, and he's a good representative for health freedom at every occasion, but particularly there among those who need him the most. And we're going to kick it off today with a little discussion at the start about some very good news. Those of us who have never liked Harry Reid, who've always thought that the statements that he has made, in addition to the ruthless behavior that he's engaged in against opponents, including making false statements about them, also his own personal financial dealings, which he's used his office to promote for himself and his family over the years, all of that has disgusted us, is now a part increasingly of history, because today he said goodbye to the United States Senate. And I think America, at least many Americans, are saying thank you for leaving. Good riddance. So off Harry goes back to Nevada, and he leaves the United States Senate. A great day, perhaps only surpassed by January 20th when the power changes hands and Barack Obama takes his leave, and Donald Trump becomes the President of the United States. Well, we're looking at the appointments that Trump is making, and at least from my vantage point, and Cheryl's here in a minute, she's going to chime in, we've got some really amazing people who are entering the government, many of whom are opposed to the very regulations that those agencies have so vigorously adopted and have resulted in the ruination of many businesses in this country, and certainly have constrained economic growth. So we have among them the Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, who is opposed in large measure to EPA regulation. He will now be the director of the EPA. We have at HHS Tom Price, who is adamantly opposed to the Affordable Care Act. And we have in the position of Labor Secretary Andrew Pudzer, who is against minimum wage laws, largely against oppressive labor regulation, and a stalwart advocate of a free market. These are really momentous events, Cheryl. Cheryl Chumley is with us. She is a journalist in Washington, D.C., covers the national scene as a part of her regular functioning in the field of journalism. So, Cheryl, what do you think of all these changes that are transpiring under Trump?
Hey, Jonathan. Like you, it's very good news, isn't it? You know, Trump hasn't even come into the White House yet, and already, you know, it's a wave of optimism that is coming over the conservatives in the United States. And what a welcome relief, what a refreshing change of tone and spirit from the last 8 years under Obama. You know, James Mattis alone, Mad Dog Mattis, that's enough to buoy anybody's spirit who has been so sick and tired of seeing Obama make apology after apology for the greatness of America. So, you know, certainly he's great. And to me, he offsets anybody who might be named Secretary of State that is not a strong conservative. You know, the Secretary of State position is a lot more diplomatic. So if it ends up being Romney, to me, you know, Mattis cancels that out. And that's great. I love the fact that Pruitt has been named for EPA, Tom Price for HHS. It just underscores that Obamacare's days are numbered. You know, and let's not forget Homeland Security, former Marine General John Kelly, whose past includes strong statements about the need to crack down on the border because specifically of the threat of terrorists crossing into our nation. That's a welcome relief as well. So I'm feeling pretty optimistic right now.
Yes, indeed. And on the terrorism front, you couldn't ask for better people in these particular positions. James Mattis really is a modern-day George Patton. His statements are strong. He's unflinching. He once said that failure is not in his vocabulary. It's not a word he knows. He is a successful, battle-hardened general who is fearless and ruthless and determined in the fight against terror. And he's very well-educated, extremely bright man who will operate so effectively, I think, as in the Department of Defense and will help Trump understand the best means by which to obliterate terrorists around the world. And then you have the DHS nominee, Homeland Security nominee, you mentioned Marine Corps General John Kelly, another battle-hardened person who you pointed out is dedicated to securing the borders. Then we have Flynn in the position of National Security Advisor, another person who has said repeatedly that he's not afraid to identify the enemy for who they are and to identify their ideology as one that we're opposing. So from now on, we're going to understand not that there is some vague enemy out there, but that in fact radical Islamic terrorists are the opponents of the United States. All good news. What do you think is likely to happen with this rather feeble recount effort that's happening with Stein and Hillary Clinton? It's a big slap, I think, by Clinton at Donald Trump. It's unlikely to affect anything, but it is kind of rude. But she's seeking the recount, and unfortunately for them today, or yesterday, a court in Michigan decided to halt the Stein-Clinton recount in that state. We'll see what the other states do. But what do you think of this whole business of trying to get a recount, of trying to have protests nationwide against Trump, and this whole ungrateful spite that seems to fill a lot of the hearts of Democratic operatives that were supporting Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I think Jill Stein is just playing the role of a tool of the far left, and she's been playing it pretty well because the money that she's managed to raise from this recount effort is double what she raised for her entire presidential campaign, which just shows, you know, how strong the opposition is to Trump from the very far left camp, from the George Soros type progressive hard left. As far as the recount producing any type of results that Stein and her ilk want, forget it. It's just not going to happen. It was a stupid effort from the start, and a Michigan judge, a federal judge, halted the recount very logically, saying that, hey, Stein, you don't have standing. You're not the aggrieved party here. There's no way that Stein could have won the White House. So basically he was saying, why are you even trying to, you know, force a recount when it doesn't matter to you? So that just gives more credence that those who say Hillary Clinton and perhaps even President Obama were part of the recount effort from the get-go, it just shows that they maybe were indeed the driving force behind it. This is going to fizzle out in the next few days, and we're just going to move on to all Trump nominations, all Trump transition team, and Stein's just going to fade.
Well, one of the things that some are claiming is going to be at least a show against Trump is what happens here next week or shortly thereafter. When the Electoral College finally votes, they say that there are a number, perhaps as many as 12, who will defect from the requirements of their state to support Trump in their votes and will vote against Trump. It forms nothing more than a symbolic source of slight irritation, nothing that would affect the outcome, but nonetheless there is that movement. What do you make of that, and why do you think it persists? You know, Trump, the popularity for Trump now has moved up enormously. He's far more popular now than he was in the final days of the election. He's up by some 20 percentage points in a number of polls where they ask your opinion of the president-elect. So it's rather remarkable. He's about at the 50% point, I think. Obama's 54, 56, somewhere like that. So that's a remarkable change of negatives into positives.
Yeah, these plans of the handful of electors, when they go to cast their ballots, to me, it's at their own career peril. You know, if they decide to defect and vote for, I don't know who, Hillary Clinton now, it doesn't make sense. They're just going to waste their ballots and throw them away. If they decide to do that, you know, different states have different rules. The RNC has different rules about what happens to electors who defect from the will of the people. So, you know, that's their careers on the line. And the reason this continues in the media is due entirely to the media. There are those in the media who still refuse to accept that Trump is the winner of this election. And I'm not talking just about those on the far left. There are some, as you well know, in Trump's own party who are still upset that he has taken the White House. As much as they would have liked to have seen some more establishment candidate, that just didn't happen. So I think the reason this persists and is even being talked about and even makes the news these days is because the media likes to drive this narrative to show that there is more of a groundswell of opposition against Trump than there really is. And with these few electors who are talking about not voting for Trump, they're really dredging the bottom, because that's a futile effort, if ever there was one.
Well, we're going to have a break here in a minute, but when we do come back, what I'd like to talk about is this Secretary of State position, which remains open, and the consideration of Mitt Romney. From my vantage point, Cheryl, we'll hear your points right after the break. I think there's no more disingenuous person on the planet than Mitt Romney, who during the campaign condemned Trump and basically said anyone who would affiliate with him is reprehensible themselves, and here he is doing that and saluting Trump, turnabout that's remarkable and challenges his own integrity. When we come right back, we'll talk to Cheryl about her impressions. Stay tuned.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
He really did. just how vicious.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to
it's
5 times more contaminated than outside air.
The
solution
is
not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill 99% of viruses, bacteria, mold, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Unfortunately, Robert is not with us this go-around. He's at the Truth About Cancer annual charity gala in Nashville tonight. So we're all subbing for Robert and wishing him well, hoping to see him back again next week with next week's broadcasts. But in any event, we were talking about Mitt Romney, the Secretary of State position, and I started the conversation by saying I thought it was really reprehensible and appalling on the part of Romney to, on the one hand, just a few months ago, say without equivocation, make this personal attack against Trump, not against his positions, but against him, and basically say he's the most reprehensible character and that he should, no one of good moral character should support him. Because he was such a person of horrible ilk that he ought not be supported, taking that position. And then, after Trump wins, and there's a possibility that Romney might be Secretary of State, he does a complete about-face, suddenly finds religion, and says about Trump that, oh no, I've met this man, and oh, he's a good guy, and I'm all for him. I can see nothing but pandering to try to attain a lucrative position in the administration is really rather disgusting. And I think I share Kellyanne Conway's sentiments about this, that it would be a serious mistake to have someone that lacking in integrity. Ironically, he attacked Trump for a lack of integrity, but he himself, I think, is sorely lacking in integrity, to be Secretary of State, and I'm hoping that doesn't happen. What's going on out there, Cheryl, and what do you think, what's your assessment of the situation with the Secretary of State position?
Yeah, well, just, you know, when we were talking during the break about Romney, I pulled up that March famous press conference he gave, and just, you know, just to recap, he called Trump a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's guilty of absurd third-grade theatrics. So, I mean, this was far beyond just, you know, I don't think Trump is qualified and so forth. He just went after his character. And the sad news for Romney opponents right now is that the latest news is that Donald Trump is going to announce his pick for Secretary of State next week. And Romney is actually at the very top of the list. Part of the reason why is because one of his potentials for the position, John Kelly, is now going to be Department of Homeland Security Secretary, so that clears the path a little bit. A lot of people don't think Rudy Giuliani is a top contender any longer, somewhat because of his business perceived conflicts of interest. And there's still General David Petraeus in the running, but a lot of people say that he's kind of a secondary candidate to Romney. So, you know, get ready. It actually could be Mitt Romney.
Could be, but I think, you know, another possible scenario, I don't know whether this would happen or not, but is that this was sort of intended. We know that Kellyanne Conway, as you mentioned during the break, actually said that she didn't come out and make those statements against Romney without first letting it be known to her boss, Trump, that she would do that. I wonder whether they understood Romney would eat his words and allowed him to do it so as to retract effectively everything he said, destroying his own integrity in the process. That is Romney's. And I think I'm hoping that they understand that to be the scenario and are not going to put him in the position of Secretary of State, because I think a person who is like that, so lacking in integrity, is exactly the person you don't want in your administration because he can't be trusted. But in any event, we'll see what happens. I'm hopeful that it won't be Romney and that basically we're being held in suspense here rather than it actually being him. But we'll find out soon, it looks like. So, but overall, the picks that he has for the administration seem to be over the top. Really couldn't be any better for these posts. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us, and we're going to come back in the next half hour, and Norm Singleton will join us with more information from the nation's capital. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Scott Bell Show.
Was here tonight, but unfortunately, Robert, for us, Robert is at the Truth About Cancer annual charity gala in Nashville, Tennessee, but that's a good thing. He's there fighting the good fight for health freedom. We appreciate his efforts every day, but also particularly today because he's helping out with the Truth About Cancer. So I just thought I'd start with a little observation. So yesterday I was on Capitol Hill in front of the Rayburn House office building, and I was walking to go into that building when I noticed something that seemed to be so much of a metaphor of Capitol Hill, and that was a rat staggering across the sidewalk, about a foot-long rat with another foot-long tail appended to it. And I thought, gee, you know, how appropriate. That rat looks like it's coming from the Rayburn House office building. He is in good company there and is coming out for his midday stroll. I remember years ago during the Monica Lewinsky scandal in the Clinton administration, I was walking in front of the White House when I happened to see another dead rat. This was a dead rat, and it was a very big dead rat with a very big tail. And I thought, gee, how much of a perfect metaphor that was for the Clinton era Monica Lewinsky scandal in front of the White House there. So we have with us the president of the Campaign for Liberty, who's constantly fighting the good fight. And we direct your attention to campaignforliberty.org for additional information and articles about what we're going to talk about today. But I can't help but bring up again, for Norm's commentary, the fact that Harry Reid, one of our great nemesis in the Senate, is leaving and has said his goodbyes today, with many Americans, I think, applauding loudly and wishing him good riddance. But anyway, there it is, Norm. Let's get your take. Harry Reid saying goodbye today to the United States Senate.
Well, I think that it's sort of like what I think was it Cromwell said to the English Parliament. I forget the circumstances, but I know the quote was that you stayed too long for any good that you have accomplished. Now go. Harry Reid, as a senator, was a constant supporter of big government. If you look at his voting record, it's pretty consistently down the line for liberalism. He is a, unfortunately, as a lot of senators are, he is a hypocrite in that he defended the filibuster when the Senate had majority control, or Republicans had majority control under President Obama, but he aggressively used it during the time of President Bush. And I'm a fan of the filibuster, even though I understand the frustration that a lot of Republicans and conservatives have when a Republican president is in his block in the Senate. But of course, he turned around and basically attacked Republicans for being obstructionists for doing exactly the same thing that he did to President Bush. And he also famously flip-flopped on audit the Fed. He's on record several times as calling for increased Federal Reserve transparency, supporting an audit. Then he fought and blocked any attempt to bring the bill to the floor until Republicans took control, and Rand Paul found a way to bring the bill directly to the floor. He has an unearned reputation. For some reason, the NRA gave him an A rating. But if you look closely at that, you'll find that he maybe at one point in his career was marginally better than the average Democrat on Second Amendment issues. But really, when it came to siding with the rights of gun owners in the Constitution over the extreme anti-gun left wing of his party, he always chose that wing of his party. And that's why, if you look at for a guy who held, you know, most people who get into positions of Senate leadership, they don't have problems with re-election. But if you look at Harry Reid, his re-election campaign were always questionable. He was always in tough re-election, and in 2010, he probably would have lost if it wasn't for the fact that I think the upstart Tea Party candidate they nominated was one of the ones who was not I think maybe he had some in politic gaps in her past. She was also involved in trying to take the or shut some of the Ron Paul people out of party leadership back in 08, and there was, I think, still some bad blood there. So she had both the establishment and a large segment of the grassroots not trusting her. And that enabled Reid to sweep by a unified Republican Party like I think he would have had this year. They might have actually been able to defeat Reid, although the Democrats ended up holding the seat. You know, the Senate goes on, and Chuck Schumer is now Charles Schumer from New York is now the new Senate Majority Leader. And I don't think there'll be much change in policy, although apparently he is, I think he's endorsed Keith Ellison, which shows that, you know, the Democratic Party is going to continue to tack left. They're going to continue to ignore the concerns of middle Americans, and they're going to continue to, I think, peddle the myth that Hillary would have won a resounding victory if it wasn't for James Comey and Putin.
You know, one of the interesting things about Harry Reid is that his own exercise equipment attacked him twice, and this last go-around it hastened his departure. In fact, it's because his exercise equipment attacked him and the resulting loss of vision in one eye that Harry seemed to have become interested in leaving the Senate. Maybe the Senate also has an exercise room, I don't know. But Harry Reid has not had a very good go of it with exercise equipment over the years, suffering some injuries that he thought significant as a result of the backfiring of exercise equipment. But it's good to see Harry go, and it's nice to know that he'll be in retirement where he can exist safely and not contribute to the ruination of the nation and the prosperity of the country, reducing the prosperity of the country. So goodbye, Harry. Now, one of the unfortunate things that happened this week is passage of the 21st Century Cures Act in the Senate, which happened, I believe, yesterday. Already passed the House, now going up to Obama for signature, and he most assuredly will sign that wretched bill. But I wanted to get your take. Summarize for us the problems benefits, if you see benefits, in the 21st Century Cures Act, Norm.
Well, I think the main part of it, the part dealing with the medical research and bringing the effect to the market, part of it, the sponsors say, it expedites the process, it'll make it less costly, it will reduce the paperwork and new drug approval, and that's all fine. The problem is a large part of that involves some special interest cronyism deals with pharma. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren were right, I think, to attack this, although their solution is give the FDA more power, which will enhance the cronyism. You know, but progressives, even when they get it right, they get it wrong, because they say, oh, look, the government bureaucracies are in bed with these evil corporations. What's your solution? Give the bureaucracy more power. As if that's going to give the corporations less of an incentive to spend money on lobbying and other ways to influence these companies. It also busts the budget. It is billions of dollars that you're spending for the FDA and I think other agencies on medical research. And they're claiming is, well, it's all paid for. It's all fully offset. But if you look first, a lot of the offsets are things like increased selling of increase the leasing of offshore oil. Well, that sounds good, except we know that oil as a commodity is can be very volatile in price. And when the oil price drops again, which it's probably going to do, what does that do to your budget number? And secondly, that score is only for a couple of years. So is Congress going to cut these programs in the future? You know, Congress can be very squeamish about cutting anything labeled as health care, especially medical research, because you'll have the pharma lobbyists will pay sick patients to fly to Washington to walk around to Capitol Hill, and it's very difficult to say no to that. The other issues in the bill are it has the opioid grant program, which is another federal government getting involved where it doesn't belong, and excuse me, and unfortunately the war on opioids has become a war on paying patients and paying doctors. And then it creates a brand new massive medical health bureaucracy, which is my friend Michael Cannon at Cato says, this answers the question, do Republicans oppose social or government health care, or do they only oppose government health care when it's run by or proposed by a Democrat?
Right. It's a monstrosity. Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to happen, and it looks like Obama will be signing that legislation here shortly. Well, we'll be right back, and we're going to get, Norm, we're going to take a break here a second, but when we come back, Norm is going to fill us in on the past week on Congress in addition to this horrible 21st Century Cures Act. We'll be right back hearing more about the lame duck Congress.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is at the Truth About Cancer annual charity gala tonight, so he's not with us, and we're bummed out about that, but we're sure glad he's at that event and standing up for health freedom. Norm Singleton is with us, president of the Campaign for Liberty. You can go to campaignforliberty.org to get more information about what Norm's talking about this evening, and all the time is a great place to go to get information about the Liberty Movement and how you can make a difference in supporting the movement to protect and expand our rights. One of the things that is interesting are these the just looking at the pattern of appointments being made by Donald Trump. These are remarkable appointments. People who don't believe in regulation are coming to Washington to deregulate, and there could be no better person to marshal deregulation than one who has fought against the regulations or has suffered the burden of them, and they are coming. So this is a revolution. The political class is being replaced by people who are productive and committed to a deregulatory agenda. Norm, what strikes you as most interesting among these appointments?
There's several. On the domestic side, first the fact that he picked Dr. Tom Price, who is a very thoughtful, very, as I think we talked about last week, very thoughtful and very principled, although he may have voted for the Cures Act, so he's not perfect, but he is a very articulate, too, critic of modern healthcare policy and someone who, as chairman of the budget, has done a lot of serious thinking about the need about fiscal responsibility in all areas of government, including healthcare and entitlement reform. But his labor pick, who I just read about today, coming from business, he's someone who obviously therefore understands how government can poison the well and how with so-called, quote, pro-labor, quote, unquote, bureaucracies can actually harm workers by empowering unions and regulators at the expense of a good working environment, at the expense of good jobs, at the expense of really positive relationships between labor and management. His EPA pick, Attorney General, who is suing the EPA, I think, again, we see someone who understands the burden the regulatory state places, not just on the private sector, but on state governments and on has actually tried to advocate for the businesses and people of his state as Attorney General against federal overreach in the area of environmental regulations. That bodes well for the future. And one pick, I think that if you look at, I know I've seen some mocking of this from the elitist left, who still hasn't learned that that's one reason why they lost. But Trump picking his former TV co-star Linda McMahon Linda's husband, but has Small Business Administration. That's interesting because you have Ms. McMahon helped her husband turn a small regional Saturday morning TV show and Friday and Saturday night in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest live show event into a global entertainment powerhouse. And she understands therefore, and what in the wrestling world what's always said is that Vince McMahon was the creative guy. He had the vision. He helped pick the stars. He set the storyline. He was the guy who helped create Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Steve Austin, John Cena, etc. But Linda is the business brains behind the operation. She knows how to manage the books. She knows how to cut the deals. And one of the things about the WWE is that they were one of the pioneers in using the internet to build their brand. So having someone like that as Small Business Administration, I'd like to see that shut down. That's going to be very interesting.
So, we're running out of time, my friend. The music is blaring in my ears, maybe not yours, but we are grateful for being here, and we will see you again next time.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.